When it all comes down to it, you have two things in your business, two things in your work as a salesperson, two primary things of primary value to everything you're doing. In fact, when you go to sell your business someday, this is still one of the most valuable things, if not the most valuable thing that you own: the physical mailing addresses of your customers and the relationships that you have with them. And that's what I want to talk a little bit about today in relation to copywriting. There's a couple things I want to point out first. First of all, one of the most popular posts on the Ash Flash on johnashworth.com right now is titled, "This is one obituary you should ignore." And it's super popular for a reason. It's a great post I wrote a ways back, but it talks about the obituary you should ignore is direct mail. So most people shy away from direct mail at this point. People think it's dead. But I want you to think about it this way. And it is this, that when you go to your mailbox now, I don't know about you, but there's not a ton of stuff in there on a daily basis. So if you show up in my mailbox, hand-addressed envelope, something that looks personal, something that's a little lumpy, the newsletters that I subscribe to that I can't wait to get every month, you own my mailbox. You own that pathway into my life, into my business, into communicating with me on a regular basis. And then, so that's what I want to talk about. In addition to that, I've been talking lately, I did another great post for St. Patrick's Day, how to create your own luck in business, and it has to do with content creation. And now I want to give you another perspective, because this is a really good one. I read this recently, and it's a really good way to think about this. And it also gets into this whole idea of to sell is to serve. In other words, the more you can show up and serve the marketplace with your value, the less you'll have to sell, per se. It'll just happen. Now, that's not to say that you still don't have to be a savvy copywriter, marketer, and salesperson to make deals happen. I'll never let go of that idea, because you do have to be that. But you can do so much by cultivating your herd. And one of the other reasons this is so important is that it's easier to get someone to buy from you a second time, a third time, or a fourth time than it is the very first time. So you've invested all this time, money, and energy to get somebody to become a customer, and too many businesses just let the relationship end right there. In fact, I have a side example right now. I just got an email today from a local business. I'm not going to call them out, but they do this kind of stuff all the time. It's a good business. I buy my shoes there. I buy my socks there. I spend a lot of money on my tennis shoes and my socks at this particular business, and they miss opportunity over and over and over again to sell me more stuff. And I won't go into that detail except to say this. They're having it's their anniversary. They've been in business X number of years. It's a good number of years for a retail business. And their offer related to that anniversary is, come on in and buy something and get entered into a raffle to win something. Okay, but shouldn't that be the second part of the first part of the offer, which should be, hey, we're celebrating this anniversary. We couldn't be here without you. Here's 25, 30% off. Here are three free pairs of socks if you buy a pair of shoes. Whatever it might be, give me a better offer and I'll come in and buy something. But I'm not just going to come in and buy something so I can get into a raffle for free. That's ridiculous. Build those relationships, cultivate those relationships. This is really important. So what I want to do right now is just go through a series of points that I learned in this article about copywriting that I thought were terrific. And just to get back to what I was talking about, to sell is to serve. And if you bear with me for just a moment, because this was further into the article, but this is a great concept. This is a great idea. When you're doing your content and your copywriting correctly, nobody should be able to tell the difference between your sales copy and your content. The same thing happens when you're selling, and when you're doing your selling properly, people shouldn't be able to tell when you're selling versus when you're educating them about your products and services and the value they have and how they can help solve the problems of your prospects. When you're doing all of that right, you cannot tell the difference. You don't want people saying, that's it, I'm going to leave it at that. That's a really great concept. Okay. So here are just a few other things. Your content marketing I want you to think about your content marketing. This is on your blog, on your website. Your website is a living, breathing organism. It's a messaging tool. It should be updated on a regular basis, just like your blog, or maybe your blog becomes your website, whatever it is, a living, breathing mechanism. So think of your content as an ongoing process, not just a one-off mailing, whether it's email or in this case, I'm promoting direct mail. Anybody can get excited one time or two times and send something out via the mail. It takes a real steadfast entrepreneur, publisher, content writer, copywriter, marketing maniac, sales guru to do it on a regular basis so that you can farm your lists and you can develop relationships with those lists and you can create a lot of business and a lot of sales and a lot of wealth when you do this right. Someone who's really serious about this with their customers shows up repeatedly bearing gifts of value. I mean, it's just a very simple example and it's very personal, but this particular business I mentioned just a little while ago, if they were doing this right, they'd probably get at least an additional $500 out of me every year. Now, you're going to say, well, geez, that's not very much, John. But for a little retail shop, $500, multiply that by hundreds and hundreds of customers, that's the difference between building a real business and building wealth and just making payroll and a paycheck once a month. When you do send a postcard or a sales letter, make sure it contains a clear call to action that flows smoothly. From whatever your headline is, whatever the story is, whatever you're talking about, make sure it's connected. Pay attention as you start, now that you've heard this podcast, pay attention in your mailbox to the marketing pieces that you get in the mail. And just take a real close look at how disjointed they are, about how much space on the postcard they waste. People will say, oh, I don't want it to look cluttered. I want it to look real clean and beautiful. You know, it doesn't matter. If somebody grabs that postcard and you have a great hook and you have a great story and they start reading, they're going to read the entire thing. The story I always tell about that is this 8.5 by 11 flyer I had created way back when in my personal training business for my boot camp that I was running at the local school. And actually, I think I'll pull that and share that inside this post so you can see what it looks like. But people used to lecture me all the time about how it was a mess and it was all cluttered. And, oh, man, why are you trying to put so much information on here? Front and back and testimonials crammed into the corner and all kinds of stuff in there. Big coupon on the front, the whole thing. Continually, every single time I ran that ad, produced a positive return on my investment. It was working. It doesn't have to be pretty. It has to be right. Okay, going back to just a few more things here. Sending people on your physical mailing list valuable content. I've already talked about this, but I just want to reinforce this as I finish this podcast. Sending people on your physical mailing list valuable content is how you develop a relationship with them. You become the expert. You become the educator. You become the guru. You become the guy that they want to call and talk to when they need something. I tell my customers this all the time, even though it's not really my primary responsibility. We're building other teams who do this. Guess what? I'm an expert 30 plus years. Nobody in my organization can match that. So what I'm going to offer to you, Mr. or Mrs. Customer, is please use me. The number one rule is please use me as a point person. Come back to me if you need something. Come back to me if you're just having trouble, things aren't going right, something's taking longer than it should. But come back to me when you need to talk and want to talk strategy about your website technology. Come back and talk to me when you want to talk strategy about your sales and marketing systems. And if I continue to do my job of building this flow of content and copywriting and valuable information into the hands of these individuals via email, via direct mail, and via, you know, whatever other means I can get it to them in, you become that expert, you become that guru for those people, and they will come to you. I get phone calls, people set up meetings all the time. I have something now, I call it the VIP funeral director's desk, and right below that video of the day, whatever it might be, is my calendar. People use that to set up time with me all the time. Send them the kind of content that helps them make money, save time, avoid effort, or escape and get rid of the pain and problems that they're in, and you will become their friend, their guru, their place to go and be when they need the things that you can provide them for their business, for their lives, for whatever it is that you're working on, for whatever it is of how you're helping people. It's amazing how well this works. If you're not a subscriber to Ashworth Academy yet, if you haven't become a founding partner of Ashworth Academy yet, be sure you do that. There's all kinds of content, all kinds of stuff that I'm working on right now and that you can only get access to if you're a member, that will cover this topic in greater detail. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. This is John Ashworth at johnashworth.com. Create great content. Be an expert. Be a guru. And remember, the two most important parts of your business are the physical mailing addresses of your customers and the relationships that you have with them. Take care, everybody.